What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 120. Number 120. Wow, we're cruising right along. I say it every week, but I still can't believe already 120 episodes in. All right, so everyone's setting their New Year's goals. Everyone's setting what they want to do this year and their intentions and all that type of stuff. Great. What I want to talk to you about today is the missing component to so many of those. We can want all we want, but it usually doesn't come down to what you want. It usually comes down to this other thing. A little more uncomfortable, a little harder, but if you're willing to work for it, it's going to bring you results. All right, everybody. I'm super excited to be back with you for a new year. Excited to see where the podcast goes. Last year was an explosion of downloads. Again, I'm so appreciative of you for listening to this. Also, too, speaking of being appreciative, for those of you who have been buying the Crosso Meats, you guys are rock stars. Just keep doing it. You got to keep going. We're getting ready to double the business this year again, and it's because all of you. Make sure, if you haven't yet, go on and see what everybody's talking about. I mean, it's insane the types of reviews. Go to CrossoMeats.com, figure out what is going to be the best meat for you, the family, burgers, steaks, whatever. Get you some Crosso Meats. Again, go to CrossoMeats.com, check it out. Lastly, the other sponsor, Black Rifle Coffee. Okay, just go there, BlackRifleCoffee.com. Use the promo code PRIMALKING. Save yourself 20%. Again, BlackRifleCoffee.com, promo code PRIMALKING. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. It's the first episode of the new year. Hopefully you've made some goals, maybe you've stuck to them, maybe you've already fallen off the wagon. I don't know. By the time this airs, it'll be a few days in, so hopefully we're staying strong. So that kind of leads me into what I want to talk with you about today. So oftentimes, you'll see or hear, or maybe it's even us, you'll hear people talk about what they want to do, right? And just to kind of preface this, have you ever seen somebody who maybe has gotten toward the end of their life, and maybe they don't have success, maybe they have several failed marriages, maybe they have let their body go, like whatever it is, right? They've gotten to this point where, let's say that they have essentially failed in some different area. Now, if you were to ask that person, did you always want to be divorced 5 different times by the time you were 70? Did you ever want to be morbidly obese? Did you ever want to be, homeless, dirt poor, whatever else? And I would be willing to bet that just about every one of those people would be like, no, I wanted, a big house on the hill. I wanted, to run a successful business. That's what I wanted when I was younger. What I wanted when I was younger was, to be fit when I got older. So that way, when I got to my 60s or maybe even my 70s, I could still, I could still do stuff and I could play with my grandkids or maybe even my great grandkids, but it just didn't happen. And I think that really what it comes down to is that most people that are in a tough situation never wanted to be there. And when I say tough, I'm not talking about maybe outside factors that maybe kind of happened to you, right? Being diagnosed with, an illness that is something that you couldn't have brought on yourself. That's not being in a bad place due to any choices necessarily that you made. Sometimes, quote unquote, healthy people get sick and things like that happen. But what I'm talking about is more of like some of these things that are a little bit more controllable. Because the reality is that if you were to talk to most of these people, they would tell you that they wanted the exact opposite of what the result is, right? Like what they wanted was completely opposite of what they actually got, where they actually are in their life. And here's the reason why. Because as we start setting these New Year's goals, and as we start saying all these things that we want to do this year, the reality is that you don't get what you want. Well, hopefully, if you had like good parents, right? Like you learned that maybe at a young age. Maybe you learned it at an older age. But just because you want something does not mean that you are actually going to get it. You don't get what you want most times. But on the flip side of that, very oftentimes you do get what you work for. And I think that that is something that is almost being lost now, right? Like we don't want to work, right? We don't want to have to persevere. You know, a lot of people talk about like, you know, the participation trophies and everything else. You know, I want a trophy. Okay, great. Go earn one. Like figure out how you can earn a trophy if you really want one. And maybe you'll fail at it. But if you really, really want one, you're going to have to work for it. And that's the biggest thing that I've like noticed. It seems like, you know, a lot of us kind of maybe a little bit older, we've got some life experience. We kind of remember the older days when we were kids, but you know, maybe we're not so old that we've forgotten most of it yet. And it seems like that has shifted because you think of it this way. If I want to buy something on Amazon, there's places where I could have it later today. I don't have to wait. I don't really have to work for it necessarily. Like obviously you have to have money to buy it, but you know what I mean? Like you don't actually have to go out there and work for it. You don't have to wait. It's like this instant gratification everywhere we look. So what happens is that starts permeating into every other area of our life. We start thinking, oh, I want $1 million home. So that means I should get it now. Well, hold on a minute. Just because you want $1 million home doesn't mean that you're going to get $1 million home. You can want it all you want, right? Like what's the old saying? You can want in one hand and you know what in the other hand and see which one fills up faster. But for some reason, it seems like we're striving toward, or we're not striving, we're going toward like this other side, which makes people think that we can want something and we can get it without the work. And so often again, like we get into like the New Year's resolutions, right? Reason why I wanted to talk about this topic today is because you have to start realizing like you're not going to get what you want. You just won't. You can absolutely get what you work for. A lot of people, you get married. Oh, I want a great relationship. I want just marital bliss. And then, you know, 2 months later you lose your job and you don't have any money. And it's like, oh, okay, well, my marriage isn't going as great as what I thought it was. Okay, because it's going to take work. It's going to take work getting through the loss of a job, getting through the loss of a loved one, right? Like that's one of the things that Jess and I talk about all the time is that, you know, we've gone through some pretty tough losses. We've gone through a lot of stuff, but we worked through it, which has made our marriage to be great. Now, I'm not trying to sit here on a pedestal and say that, oh, our marriage is perfect, because there's no such thing. Like even the people who have all the money in the world, their life isn't perfect. They still have problems. They still have to work. They still have to do these things, right? They have to work through all these different situations and problems. But you have to understand. And if there's one thing, like I hope that my kids will get, because this can ruin people. It really can. And it can be very hard to come back out of that. Because once you start feeling like anything you want, you deserve to get, right? That word deserve. If I want it, I deserve it, right? It sounds like a spoiled kid. But it's like, oh, I want candy. I'm going to get it. Well, no, you might actually have to work for it. And so as we kind of spiral down this instant gratification, if I want to feel significant, I can get on social media and I can post a picture of my butt or whatever, and a bunch of people are going to make me feel significant because I want it. I didn't have to work for it. I didn't have to do anything else. I just snap a picture and boom, you know, I can get likes and comments and I don't really have to work. It's instant. But what I want to do though, because I'm not meaning for this topic to be doom and gloom, I want this to be silver lining. Because the silver lining in this, and this is something I tell my kids all the time. I tell them all the time this. When my daughter's out there feeding in the wind and the rain and the snow and the ice and everything else, she's like, I don't want to do it. And it's like, you know what? Someday, I believe, you'll thank me for this. Because most kids aren't doing this type of stuff anymore. They're not willing to work to keep a horse. They're not willing to work to have an animal. They're not willing to work to achieve the things that they need to achieve. Now, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, right? Like, I mean, It's a work in progress as a parent right now, right? Like I can't be like, oh, my kids all turned out great. I mean, I think that they're doing pretty good, but what parent doesn't, right? But the reality is that I want, and where I believe that the silver lining in this is that for those of you who are listening to this podcast, for those of you who maybe have a similar belief in this, is that your kids will be miles ahead of everybody else. I mean, because you take our situation now and kind of the participation trophy crowd, and you extrapolate that out over the next 20 years of how many entitled little turds we're going to be creating. I mean, it's just real talk. Then if you're doing the right thing, you're teaching your kids, it's not about what you want, it's about what you're willing to work for, they're going to be miles ahead. Doesn't necessarily mean that they want to go build a $1 million business, but it means that they'll probably always have a good productive job, if nothing else, right? Like they'll be able to understand what it takes to build a business if that's the direction that they go in. They'll understand what it takes to be successful in sports and then, you know, all these different things, because they'll know that most of this almost always comes back down to work. I'll never forget, even for me, there was somebody in like the good old days of football. There was a guy at my high school that was a better quarterback than me. He was bigger, he was faster, he was stronger, he was older, all of that stuff. But he wasn't willing to work. He wasn't willing to put in any work. And so what happens is that over time, that talent, it doesn't matter as much. The physical, the kind of the God-given ability, it doesn't work as much if you're not willing to work. And so I'm always telling my kids, like, it doesn't matter, like, what you're given. Like, how hard are you going to work? How much are you willing to do to accomplish what you want to do? And if you're willing to do that, then great. And if you're not willing to do it, you have nobody to blame but yourself. And so often now, what do we do? Oh, it's this, it's that. It's because I'm a certain color. It's because, you know, I believe a certain way, or it's because we can have that discussion. But the reality is that for everything maybe that could be going bad in our country, for every, you know, bit of racism, which there's racism in our country. Of course there is. There isn't any. How big is it? I don't know. But the one thing that I will say that our country still has going for it is that people who want a better life, who are willing to work, they can make a better life. That is still one thing that I 100% agree with, that I 100% believe. The minute that changes, we've lost everything in this country. But as of right now, if you want something bad enough and you're willing to work hard enough for it, you can pretty much do whatever you want, right? Like the sky is the limit at that point. But if you just sit there and you say, I want a great marriage, but you're not willing to work for it, you want a great body, but you're not willing to work for it, it'll never happen. Like I could sit here and wish and want and hope all day long that I could be in better shape. But unless I'm willing to work for it and work for it at the table, work for it in the gym, whatever it may be, it won't happen. So as you're setting your New Year's goals, as you're setting these goals, as you move forward, as you're doing these resolutions and everything else, the one thing I would just ask you to consider is, do you want something or are you actually willing to work for it? Everybody wants to be successful. Like, I don't think I've ever met somebody who's like, I don't want to be successful. I want to be poor. I want to be homeless. I want to be this. But so often, where does it come back to? What are you willing to work for? Again, there's outside situations. I'm not saying that. But those are outliers, right? There's absolutely certain things that maybe people work hard, but then something bad happens. I'm not talking about that situation. I'm talking about the situations where you want something, but you're not willing to work for it, and yet you still think that you're entitled to it. How many people do we all know that are in that situation? How many times have you said that you wanted something, but you actually weren't willing to work for it? How many times have you said that, oh yeah, I really want to be fit? And then 5 minutes later, you're shoving donuts down your face, right? I know I've been there, right? Like, guilty as charged. So how often in all these different areas, I want to be a successful business owner. Oh, really? What have you done? What have you worked? What have you done for work to make that a success? Oh, well, I'm still in the planning phase. Oh, okay. Well, where's your plan? What are you working on right now? What do you have tangibly that you're working on that you can actually move closer toward that goal? Oh, well, exactly, right? That's the issue. That's what I want to really drive home today, is that we can want all we want. We can wish, we can hope. It doesn't matter if we're not willing to work for it. I mean, guys, I will tell you, like with our meat business, as we're growing this, there are so many days to where it's like, I want this to be, you know, a multi-million dollar business. And I want to just sit back and do nothing. But instead, you know, we're out there breaking ice. We're doing stuff at dark. We're feeding late at night because that's how our schedule works sometimes. Like all these different things. Like I'm having to do other stuff on the side to help build this business. Like I know that if I'm going to get this business to where it wants, to where I want it to be, I have to work for it. I have to continue working for it. I have to work harder than all of you out there. Like that's almost the way that I approach it. Like almost from a competitive standpoint. Like I know I have to not only work harder, but I also have to work smarter, right? Which before you can work smarter though, you a lot of times have to work harder. You have to figure things out so you can do them more, you know, a lot smarter later down the road. So being willing to work hard enough to get through that learning curve, being willing to work long enough to actually get the things that you want. That is the beauty. That's what I'm trying to teach to my kids. Is that, you know what, like if you want to go score 20 points in a basketball game, great. Do the hard work. Get the offensive rebounds and the putbacks. You know, play defense, get steals, go get layups. Like just work really, really hard. And usually, like if that is your goal, the only thing separating you from that goal is typically a bunch of hard work. And that might mean practicing when no one else is practicing. And for some reason, like I see so many people that have that mindset when it comes to sports, but then you get out of high school and maybe you have a couple kids and you know you've got a job and it's comfortable, but it's not where you want to be, but you're not willing to really work to get there, right? Like it's so easy to fall into this complacency cycle. It's so easy to be like, yeah, it's good enough. Everything's all right. And fine, like if that really truly is good enough for you, I'm not here to judge your happiness or what makes you happy. But a lot of times we'll say it's good enough and we both know it's really not good enough. It's really not what you actually want. But the reason why you're not able to get it is because you're not willing to work for it. I know that's been the case for me so many times in my life. Again, I'm not trying to sit here on a soapbox and tell you that I do this perfectly. There's so often times to where it's like, I wish it was just easier. You know, like we're down there doing boxes yesterday, building boxes to ship meat out. It's not fun. I don't want to do that. I want other people to do that for me. But I know right now in this exact circumstance where we're at in our life, I don't have that luxury. Like that's not something that we can do. It just doesn't make sense financially yet. So I know that in order for me to get there, if that's what I want, if I want somebody else down there doing that type of stuff for me, I know I have to work really hard, get this business to a point to where it'll allow us to do those things. This isn't Amazon, right? Building a business is not Amazon Prime. You know, having a great marriage is not Amazon Prime. You can't say, I want a great marriage and not be willing to work for it. I mean, that's one of the big things, right? Like you'll hear people that'll be like, oh, your marriage is so great. Your wife is so awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with both. But having a great marriage and having a, you know, an awesome wife, that still doesn't mean just because you have an awesome wife does not necessarily mean you're going to have a great marriage, right? Like I've seen two people who are amazing who weren't willing to work for it end up splitting up. Why is that? Because they weren't working for it. Now, again, it's no judgment. It doesn't mean that maybe they were meant to be together, but so oftentimes I see bad relationships go that way because people stop working on it. They finally are just like, I'm done. I don't want to work on this anymore. I'm going to go find somebody else. And that's fine. Like, again, I'm not here to judge that. But what I am saying is you come back to the work side of it. And a lot of times I believe if you're willing to work on it, you know, like even people I know who got divorced, you know, maybe there was a bunch of drinking and it would have took a ton of work to repair that marriage. Would have taken a bunch of work to stay out of the bar and to stay off the drinking and to clean your life. It would have been a ton of work. But I believe had that happened, the marriage would have stayed together. But again, it would have took a bunch of work. It wasn't easy. It wasn't like, oh, I want a great marriage and then I'm going to go get drunk in the bar. I know those two things don't really equate. And so again, like I want to wrap this up. I'm going to be in Arizona this week, but I want to make sure we get this out there. I know everyone's out there setting your goals or your intentions or your words or anything else that people do over New Year's. But don't forget the one most important component to that. And that's the work. Don't forget that. Because again, we can want everything we want, right? We can sit here and want this and want that and want this and want that. But without the work, you're fooling yourself. It's not going to happen. It just won't. You can manifest, you can daydream, whatever else everybody likes to do. But until there is work, there will be no result. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. I hope your New Year's is off to the best start ever. It is now 2022, the first episode of the Primal King podcast in 2022. Looking forward to a huge year with all of you. I also want to make sure that you know, if you haven't yet, make sure you're subscribed to this. I haven't really said a whole lot about that, but if you're just listening to this one episode, go and find the little subscribe button and hit subscribe. Make sure that you get notified every single time that the Primal King podcast comes up. You'll be right there. You'll be able to download it, listen to it, check it out, whatever. So anyways, everybody, I hope you have an awesome new year. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.